Blog Talk Radio.
I do appreciate everybody's joining us right now. We're so excited by having the opportunity to come before you. This is Talking Real to You. And it's a chance to share our views on political, economic, social, relationship, education. And we have an awesome show planned tonight. The title of our show is Every Election Determined by the People Who Show Up. Just remember that. Every election is determined by the people who show up. And we want you to be a part of it. You can join us. And I am Dr. Loretta D. Smith. And you can join us by calling in 347-857-4192. And repeat that again, 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link and if you just want to listen to the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Like we said, we have an outstanding show tonight. We have a very special guest who's going to be with us. But before I can do that, I got to make sure I give a shout out to those individuals that make up this team. Right now, I'm looking at the line. I actually see one of our co-hosts online. But you know, the thing about it, you know, I always tell them they can join in and be a part of this because when we do an interview, you want our interviewee to take time to just share their thoughts with us. And as I introduce this young man in a few minutes, I have to make sure I do our team. We have Hales from the state of Georgia, just south, we'll say southwest of Atlanta. In Jonesboro, we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Doc, you on the line? I see you on the line. Maybe she just click in. If not, we'll move to our next. If she's on the line, maybe she's working to get these kinks out right now. Also, we have. There she goes. Dr. Smith?
On the line.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. And good evening to our listeners and our host tonight.
Awesome, Doc. Awesome. We appreciate you joining us. We have three other individuals that's always joining us, but they're running a little bit behind. But I know for sure Lauren Smith texted me and said she got a little sick out in that rain, just trying to work a little bit today, so she won't be joining us. One of our other co-hosts is Laura D. Smith. She makes up the tandem. There's a tandem, all the individual part of this, and that tandem is the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country and probably in the world. We're so proud to have that name. We're so proud to have that brand. We're very excited that. But Lauren is she's taking the oath, and she's trying to get herself up to par so she can be to work tomorrow. So she won't join us tonight, but she will make sure she joins us when we come next week. Also, we have out of Greenville, South Carolina. I want to say Scarlett, but her name is Scarlett. Out of Greenville, South Carolina, we have our other co-host, and that's Scarlett H. Black. And she joined us, will join us in a little bit. I'm looking for that number to pop up, and it will, but it's no problem because we have a special night tonight. And last but not least, we have Cameron Gimmer. He's joining us as an expert every now and then, but we have to make sure we're getting that right shout out. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you can go to Talking Sports. I'm sorry. You see, I'm so caught up in my sports show, and I do all of it talking real to you. At Lorenzo D. Smith, at Coach_L_Smith, and that you can tweet the show that way. Now, for those individuals on Blog Talk Radio, we're on Facebook Live as well, and that's facebook.com/Dr., which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So you can go to Facebook as well and join us if you are on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to be a part of this show, please make sure you press 1 when you call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then we'll allow you to introduce yourself, your location, then offer your comments and questions. Now, looking at the board, it's slowly filling up like we want to on Facebook. We have several people already on Facebook and, you know, just already typing in and saying they're checking it out. All right, let's move to our show. Every election is determined by the people who show up, and we have a very special guest. And we're so glad to have him. I'm glad he took that invitation to be here. We got an election tomorrow in Montgomery, Alabama, for city council. And we will have a candidate from District 5. So proud to have him. That's Cornelius C.C. Calhoun. And he will be running for that District 5 seat on the city council. And we want you to elect him. If you want to know more about C.C., you can check him out on www.cccalhoun5.com. He's dedicated to make a difference in the community. He has served 12 years previously on the city council in District 5. He lives in District 5, excited about helping his young people through mentoring programs. So without further ado, we want him to share what he wants to. It's time to hear from C.C. Calhoun. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Smith. Glad to be here this evening talking with you and your listening audience all over the world and the country. Just excited about tomorrow. We're ready to get the day started and get out and get the streets some more and get elected to the city council here in Montgomery.
Awesome, awesome. You know, we really appreciate it. Like I always share with my individuals that interview with us, we let you, you know, we send you some questions. We let you kind of look at those questions, and you come and work through those questions. And I did a preview on those questions in the 7 o'clock show. So we'll pretty much let you start off, and we always want to get background. I kind of share some things, but I want you to share as much as you can with our listeners so they can be a part of this and know exactly what's going on, what's happening. You can go ahead on, Brother C.C.
Okay. Well, I'm C.C. Calhoun. I'm a native of Montgomery. I was born and raised here in Montgomery. I'm married to Karen Calhoun, Karen Brown. We have 2 adult kids and 1 grandbaby. I served on the Montgomery City Council for 12 years. I'm a local. Went to public school here in Montgomery. Attended Trenum Technical College. And also attended Troy University here in Troy. And I served 26 years in the military. I'm retired, Sergeant First Class in the U.S. Army. I was a 12-year recruiter here in the Montgomery area, so I got a chance to work with a lot of youth in Montgomery through recruiting for the Alabama National Guard. And I'm just, you know, I'm just a local guy just trying to do the right thing here in Montgomery and involving our people in our community. We want to do what's best for our people here in Montgomery.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, it's always good to have a sound man, a man that's structured through the military and devoted to the community because he was raised and trained and grind through the public school system. So he's so excited to be have that individual running to make a difference as he has always done in the 12 years he previously had on the city council. He's coming back to just, you know, he said sometime when you get to 12 in, you may not be for four, but you come back rejuvenated and ready to make it happen. So we are glad to have him. Now, make sure if you want to join us, you can call 347-857-4192. That's the call-in number. Press 1, and I'll identify you with those last four digits. And you can give us your name and location and then ask your comment or question. Brother Calhoun, we're coming up on the election tomorrow. Can you kind of give us some just house cleaning things that we have to know about what time the election areas open up and things like that and what we should look for as individuals going to these voting places, these polls coming tomorrow?
Okay, yeah, tomorrow the elections will start tomorrow from 7 to 7. You have 12 hours to go to the election. District 5 is basically the central portion of Montgomery, so we have five polling places within within the district. Those sites are Vaughn Road Church of Christ, Vaughn Road Elementary School. We have St. Paul AME Zion Church and St. Paul AME Zion Church. And we have the Whitfield United Methodist Church, and then the old Carmichael Center. It's called ACED. It's the fifth voting place here in Montgomery for District 5. And it's real crucial. I like what you said in the beginning. You know that the election is determined by the people that show up. On the last term, I lost the election by 20 votes. 20 votes. That was just real upsetting. You know, I beat a guy by 1,600 votes. He got in a runoff and won by 20 votes. We only had 1,800 people between us, and he was in second place by 1,600 votes. So the election is anything. If you're going to make a difference, you have to show up and vote. Go out and cast your vote for the candidate of your choice.
Awesome, awesome, man. I tell you, it's so good to know that you're grinding, making a difference in our community. And that's what we do. We go through our, grow up in our communities. We go through our public school system or some people private school. Then you want to give back. And that's awesome. Awesome. Dr. Smith, you have any, just a question for C.C. Calhoun. I'm sorry, the candidate for District 5, Cornelius C.C. Calhoun, Dr. Smith, or either Scarlet Black, you're now in line. I do appreciate our other co-hosts.
I do not have a I really wanted to listen a little bit more, but if he would you expand on your campaign platform? Would you talk more about that?
Okay. I'd love to. 12 years ago when we started out on this journey in campaigning, I looked at Montgomery, and for those of you that live in Montgomery, like Dr. Smith, Lorenzo, we looked at our downtown area, and as you travel throughout the world, if you travel, you know, most things are built around your downtown and your airport. And we looked at it in 2003 when we came, we had basically had anything going on in our downtown area. So we started off with the Biscuits Baseball, which was like a catalyst to start off what we did downtown. And, you know, downtown has grown over the years where it's been an attractive place. And now we have what we call the EJI here in Montgomery, and we're just set up around tourism. So one of my biggest things that I want to continue to do is development, what we call retail economic development. It's a big platform because I believe in creating jobs, and it goes hand in hand. Once you create jobs, you create a foundation to start with our education. You know, we want to put funding into our education system and support the system that we have now. A lot of people talk about different schools, charter schools. I'm all about educating our people, but I think we need to support our schools more than our education here in the city of Montgomery. And then we always need things for what we need for our kids. I think Coach Smith, you coached with Cloverdale at the time, and McKee, One of those things was park and recreation when we had those community centers within our community. It raised my kids. I was raised up through that program, through the public school system, and I want to continue to strengthen and to fund those within the city budget. I know we gave it over to the school system, and they can't fund it. So we want to look at ways we can try to fund that program, fund those community centers to keep our children actively engaged in extracurricular activities. And, you know, one of the biggest things we talk about throughout the nation within the inner city is public safety. You know, I want to continue to find ways to fund our public safety department. You know, we want to man our police department where we can feel safe within our community and with our home and where we work. So, you know, we want to continue on those. I have 5 points that I want to continue to work with that I worked over the years, and that's neighborhood revitalization, to tear down these dilapidated projects and homes throughout the community we want to beautify. And that will help with our recruiting process as we recruit for job creation. Education, we want to support our education system. Since I was not elected on the last term, I've been teaching here at Sidney Lanier High School. I'm an ROTC instructor there. And just getting involved with our youth, you know, you can make a difference. So those are some of the things that I will continue to work on and work for as far as we drive the city of Montgomery and District 5.
That's awesome. I'm telling you, CC, and if I can say CC Calhoun and call you, but that point, let everybody know that, you know, he has that plan. He's sharing it, and we need your, and I'm saying we, because we're a family. We need your support and make sure you come out and elect him. He's getting the platform. You can see some of those things. Just a question I'm going to have, and I'm going to make sure my other co-host that I'm seeing on the line, I want to make sure she's here so you can give a shout out. And that's Scarlett Black. Are you there, Scarlett?
I'm here. Good evening. How are you doing?
Oh, it's good to have you back. All right. Scarlett, you've been listening. I see you on Facebook as well. Do you have any questions for District 5, candidate for District 5, Ms. Cornelia C.C. Calhoun?
Well, since I'm in South Carolina and we have our own issues, and I wish you well, Ms. Calhoun, for your
Thank you.
The efforts that you're making to make a difference in the city of Montgomery. I am more of a national political person because I'm always trying to tie in the local with what's happening to us nationally. And I know in Alabama, you all have some challenges, especially with trying to get I think it's Roy Jones reelected.
Yes.
Am I correct on that?
We don't get him reelected. Yeah. Roy Jones is running for U.S. Senate, but we hope we don't get him reelected. Elected.
Right, elected. Yeah. I think he got in there the last time, but you know there's a lot of efforts to stop him. But in terms of getting out the vote, I think that if you've been following the things on the social media with the chicken sandwich war, and I think I've seen a lot of posts about we hope that we'll have people to turn out when it comes for things that are really top priorities for us. And if you would, again, just go over quickly how are you going to try to get this vote out this time to make sure that you don't come up short again.
Yes, and one of the things we've been walking in Camden community, you know, I think my people are excited and motivated that not only am I running for City Council District 5, Montgomery will have a new mayor for the first time. You know, it's possible that we can have the first African-American mayor in Montgomery. So, you know, I think that's going to turn out the vote. I'm trying to motivate my base and pick up new votes, but, you know, we just got through doing what we call a canvassing, a caravan. We had about 25 cars to ride through the district and got people excited about coming out to vote. So, you know, we've just been out there grinding and just encouraging people to get out to vote because this is a crucial election. I'm one of the only candidates in District 5. Well, not one. I am the only candidate that has worked with three mayors over my 12 years serving on the Montgomery City Council. So with the new mayor coming in, I think we need to get out to vote for experience and people that can get the job done.
Excellent. I think that if I can for just a minute, Just mention about the motivation to vote and how we're always, you know, when it comes to our constituents and our people in our culture, it's always about we have to motivate, we have to encourage, we have to get them excited about voting.
Uh-huh.
I really will be wonderful in the day when we'll do it because we're self-motivated. No one has to motivate us to get out and vote.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you look at the history of voting for Blacks and African Americans, it's your right to vote. And we, for so many times, we don't take advantage of getting out to vote.
Don't take advantage.
We complain about things, and when we sit back, and you know, you got to vote. You got to vote in every election. You know, whatever it said, if it's voter ID, what we need when they talk about voter suppression, if you need an ID, get a vote. Don't be scared because it's too important for us to have a voice at the table than to sit at home and not vote and then complain.
Correct.
That's awesome. We want to make sure you understand how important it is, not only just in Montgomery, but all over this country that we get out to vote. Just like the title of the show is, every election is determined by the people who show up. And I'll say tomorrow, so there's some elections going on other places. We need you to make sure you get out there and show up and show out. Let's keep it like that. I mean, vote. Push the button, do whatever you have to do, whatever the procedure is, to make sure we get that vote. But especially for District 5, we want to make sure we vote for Camellia C.C. Calhoun. Now, you can vote for whoever you want for the mayor. My concern is we're making sure we have our guest. His opportunity is prevailing based on you showing up for your vote. So make sure you do that tomorrow. Brother Calhoun, let's kind of look at, I'm going to ask you a question concerning, and I heard revitalizing the district by adding some things there. Is it possible through your efforts to, I know you're cleaning up some of the neighborhoods, but are they able to come in with some new home being built in your district or any commercial space or property being putting in places like grocery stores, things like, you know, a lot of the grocery store move from our district 5 and 6 and move more out to 8 and 9. So if any efforts being made through your campaign, share that with us, please.
Yes, what we did years ago, we did a thing, what we call the I-65 corridor plan. And we kind of grow out a map around I-Southern Boulevard and I-65. We got tax incentives that we offer to, new businesses that's coming in. We can give you tax cuts, tax breaks on bringing new business in. We have what we call a grocery store food desert within some parts of Montgomery. You know, District 5 is forcing to a point that we're in the central portion of Montgomery, you know, where I'm out by Lowe's and Home Depot, and I got some grocery stores within the district, but I'm always at the table trying to find a location. Like, I look at the old Kmart building that sits in there. Kmart put $1 billion into that location and only stayed over 9 months. So the building is renovated and in good shape. So we're going to think about using some of the tax incentive where the state just passed a gasoline tax that the cities will get a portion of that. And I want to use that to kind of incentivize to try to bring things as, you know, a top golf within Montgomery. You know, we're looking at using that money to do those type things. And one of my first projects I want to do is the governor's house. If you pass by that, it's not sure. You know, it's not going to come back. You know, some new owner bought it from out of town on an absentee landlord. We want to put money into that to push that down to make our recruiting efforts when we go out and recruit these different type businesses. We'll use city dollars to go ahead and demolish this and push it down and make it green space so we can go out and entice different avenues or different retail economic things to come within the district.
I think that's been the question that I've had just throughout the country, including here, is how do you keep from having those areas in the downtown areas or in your district from being regentrified? And the people that have lived there, you know, all their lives, generations after generations, and they're moved out of the city or moved away. But you don't have anything, I think as Dr. Smith just said, you know, not coming in into those communities to make them viable. Because once you start moving out residents and moving them further and further away from what they know, it's dispersing, you know, just a lot of history and a lot of things there that could be possible, you know, if they would buy into all of our communities.
Right, right. And one of the things I look at, you know, with anything you do, you have to have relationships. You have to be a relationship with people. Even on the council, you know, you have to be a relationship. Man, you know, you only get things done with five folks because it's a nine-person council and you need five folks. And with retail follows rooftops. We know Montgomery is going eastward, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in East Case and with the new houses being built out there. 10 years ago, we created the only new housing development within the city, or within District 5 or in West and South Montgomery, was a place called Community Village. And, you know, we gave people the opportunity of homeowners to be first-time homeowners. And that was a project that I worked with consultants and some nonprofit organizations in order to build those homes. It was about like 60 homes, but it gave first-time homeowners an opportunity. And the grocery store, Food World, had closed. And with those new development of those homes, then we had a tax saver to come in, a group out of Mississippi that I talked with, and they opened up a store right across from Baptist South. So, you know, it's about relationships when you get out to sell Montgomery. One of the things I would like to do is we have to educate our people to a point where we can do more harm to our own community by the negative things that we put out on radio and what we talked about high crime, instead of just trying to clean up and be encouraging. You know, I don't see many people leaving Montgomery, you know, and I'm like, if it's that bad, why not move? Why relocate? So, you know, let's encourage each other to just, hey, we all in this together. We got to promote and educate and talk about what's good in Montgomery in order to bring new people in.
That's great. That's what we want to make sure that individuals understand. We need to revitalize our community by taking care of our community. District 5, District 6, because I live in District 6, and you have District 7, and you can go all over the city, District 3, District 4. We can't just pack up. Everybody can't pack up and leave. We have to make sure we start taking, like Scarlett understand, as well as Dr. Smith understand, we want to do it block by block. And that's our thing on this show. We want to do it block by block. We can't clear it up and clean it up or revitalize until we'll be willing to step in. I hear what you're saying, and I know you're going to make the greatest effort. Again, I'm here. That's the purpose of this show. We're going to elect Cornelius C.C. Calhoun to District 5 in Montgomery, Alabama, because his plan is there. His platform is there. And he's giving you phases of it, which is already hit what we need to be. We need to make sure all of those areas. Now, let's kind of step off just a little bit, Brother Calhoun, and look at the school system and the public school system.
Uh-huh.
And I know, as a city council, then you have to also be partners. The city needs to be partners with the Board of Education. However,
right,
I also think in each district you have schools that we have to make sure we maintain and make sure we can get individuals have mentoring program. I want to kind of know what new ideas or things you want to do to improve our school system, including making sure we have mentoring programs in those schools.
And you know, that's a great question. And one of the things that we try to do, you know, and if you look on my platform, what I talk to you about, you know, I'm involved with the Boys and Girls Club doing mentoring with the YMCA, talking with our youth. And then I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. I teach ROTC at Lanier. And one of the things when you talk to our young people, you find that they have limited expectations. You know, if it's not playing football or being in athletics or in the band and talking about music, they don't see and touch people that say, well, hey, you know, there's a way out. This is the way you can get it done. You know, the military is an option. You know, we got different things where we can do trades, these, you know, finding out mechanics, you know, barbering. So we have to expose our kids. One of the biggest things that I see with problem that being in education, we want to support the board, but our kids need exposure. I was not in favor of what we did, and we do that a lot when we go to neighborhood schools. So when you go to a neighborhood school, you put kids in a situation where they only see what goes on in their community. You know, I grew up in the Queen Gate community, and I was bused all the way to Jeff Davis. So I saw different cultures. I saw different things, and it kind of molds you to be well-rounded. I grew up in a community, and all I see is the same thing, and then I come to the school with it. You know, we got to get back to where we have to encourage our kids that there are many opportunities, and that's one of the ways to do it, mentoring, by, you know, showing up. You know, letting people see you in a certain tower, in a golf shirt, and seeing you doing different things, where they say, man, I can be just like Calhoun. you know, I come up on the west side of Montgomery, you know, but I took advantage of the opportunity. And that's what I try to do through our mentoring program. And when I talk with you, is to let them know, hey, man, there's an opportunity out there. An opportunity not, you have to take advantage of that opportunity. And don't get an entry in your life. You know, trouble is everywhere. If you go get something at a company that you can erase it. But don't go out there and do something that's stupid where it's going to follow you for the rest of your life and limit your opportunity. So we have to continue to talk as young black men or black men to encourage our kids. Because, you know, the inner city schools, most schools, public schools are now 80-90% African American. So we need to see, they need to see people that look like them up in them children, hey, there's a way out. You can make it. And be encouraged to do those type things.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, that's what we have to do. We have to reach back and work with our communities. And I come out of the west side as well. High school at Lanier and from Bellinger at Lanier, and as well as Alabama State University and further education even further. Mm-hmm. I know you can do it. Well, we all have to come and step back. And our production company is now working to set up a partnership with E.D. Nixon to kind of bring some things, some uniforms and stuff. That we're working on to making sure, because I was asked, and we're doing that through our team right here at the production company, because I went to not E.D. Nixon, but on the same grounds they built E.D. Nixon, I went to Gould Street Elementary. So I feel like I'm alone.
Exactly
that area right there. Okay? Well, my sisters and my other relatives that have an opportunity, if they didn't go there, they went to Fuse. So we got to see, we got to revitalize those communities. We just can't assume they're just going to, it's going to automatically change what it's going to do. We're going to lose that. All right. I'm going to let my team, do you have any questions before I come in?
No, I think that your platform, what little bit I heard, well, I think I heard quite a bit of it. I'm not sure I missed the first part. Your platform and your enthusiasm comes through loud and clear. And again, we certainly wish you well, and we encourage, we urge, we plea for your community, for your voters to come out to push you over the top, because they need that enthusiasm, that motivation, and the platform that you have in place that you're putting out there. You need to start having a way to have the opportunity to actualize those plans on behalf of your district.
Yes.
So we wish you well.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm passionate about it because I live in Montgomery. I raised my family here in Montgomery. I purchased a home in Montgomery. So I want to see Montgomery go because of the investment that I have. And I believe in our kids. You know, they're 50% of our population, but they're 100% of our future. We have to invest in our young people and let them see, hey, you know, one day you're going to be the next C.C. Calhoun, the mayor of Montgomery, or the district, or the city council, or the next superintendent of schools. But you got to believe that you can do it. And we have to go out and show our people. So, you know, you have to have passion about it. I'm not going to move nowhere unless – Dr. Smith is going to offer me one of those six-figure jobs where I can come work with him. But I'll be in Montgomery. You know,
okay.
I'm going to be here. So, you want to do those things that you can make things right and encourage people to come here. And I think Montgomery is a great place to live and raise a family. And, you know, I have a grandbaby here, so I'm real concerned about the future of the city. And I think we're on the right track, and I have the connections and have worked with the people on the city to try to move it forward, and we got to keep together. I tell people all the time, everybody that's elected don't get a seat at the table, because you have to be a relationship. And over 30 years plus living back here in Montgomery after I came back from the military, you know, I have built relationships throughout our community. And you have to work with people in order to get it done. You have to work across the aisle, because, you know, it's been years we talked about. There's a 5-4 board in Montgomery, but, you know, the times I was on the council, we didn't have a 5-4 board because we worked together, you know, with my colleagues in order to get things done. I looked at some of Dr. Smith. You see, we just had a big announcement here in Montgomery where we got a $50 million investment for a water park, Lake Riverside Park, that's going to be in West Montgomery. You know, I think about 12 years ago, well, it's been 16 years now. That was one of my first things we talked about when I started the demolition of old old hotels along the Southern Boulevard, and we invested in Gateway Park, was to try to bring a water park here because I know entertainment drives economics also. So, you know, I'm happy that we did it here in Montgomery, but that was a vision that we had 15, 16 years ago.
Awesome, man. And we know that things are beginning to happen. We're getting a farm footing here in Montgomery. But I do want to ask a question, kind of related to something you said, because I know what, as you worked at Lanier Whitfield, which is a career pathway. Now, one of the things, as a former career tech director in Lyons County, I know how that works. Mm-hmm. In regards to bringing ROTC and making it part of it. Now, do any plans you may be able to share with, for example, your impact, which is your technology, I'm sorry, which is your vocation or career tech high school, a workplace or whatever you want to call it. Is there anything that when the city council can do to kind of make sure we can have that available to the students who do not get into the magnet school?
My thoughts on that is being involved in, like you said, the career tech program and just seeing how we can direct kids and make them better citizens. When we look at, you know, we have to encourage our school board. I think impact and career tech should be in every school, not just out here impact in the buzzer. Every kid should have an opportunity to look at that. So from a city council or from a city standpoint, we have to encourage and say, hey, we need to offer these young people these opportunities and not limited slots. We need to expand that. You know, and one of the big things, you know, from that point, when we deal with the budget and we give this, the city of Montgomery gives the school board money, you know, based on taxes and stuff that we give on the what we call the property tax. We kind of give money to the school. So, you know, within my district, I would like, you know, encourage, especially on the high school or middle school level, we have to start exposing our kids there so we can encourage them to say, hey, how do we find it? How do we fund it? And then we find ways to fund it. You know, the state of Alabama, as I said earlier, just passed the gasoline tax, where some of that money will be coming down to the counties and cities. So we have to get serious about what we want to do when it comes to education and not just talk about it. If we want to make a difference, we got to put the money where our mouth is. You know, we got to go out there and fund it. And I'll be an avid supporter to try to fund things when it comes to education. And I think one of the questions that I was on the thing that you sent me about, if I had $1 million, what would I do with it within the district? I would put 100% behind education, because that's the foundation for the growth of our people within our community. If you're not educated to a point, you know, you're not going to go to work, those type of things, it's going to lead to what we talk about, public safety. So we have to educate our people and give them opportunities. So we need to pour more money into our education system here in Alabama.
Exactly. And you're so right. And I want to make sure everybody understands, you can call in and be a part of this show. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to tell us who you are and your location. I know you have a question. I'm looking at Facebook, and it's the board is filled with people, and I see local people. You may not be in the district, but you are a citizen of Montgomery, and you need to see if all of our district working together, we have a candidate here that has a platform that's going to address our needs. Because this question I just asked him, and I've asked other candidates, just talking with them, and they just don't understand how important career tech is to, and how having a good, sound public school system is for industry coming into your state or coming into your city. They will not come if you don't have a sound school district. They will not, because they have to bring their children when they do come. And if it's not, you're not putting out those graduates who's going to be successful, they will not come to Montgomery. We have to, not only because we're talking about District 5, we're talking about the city of Montgomery. This is a candidate who wants to continue to make a difference in the city of Montgomery. He has some strong points. So that's why we're asking you to elect Cornelius CCC. C.C. Calhoun, I'm saying C, all them C's, man, you got me tied up.
Cornelius Councilman C.C., that's another C, Councilman C.C. Calhoun. We got to lay all the C's
on. That's five C's. That's five C's, but it's all good, and that's what we
can't go wrong with.
Can't go wrong with the five seed. Oh, we started something right here.
Can't go wrong with the five. CC for five.
There you go. CC for five. There you go. So, Dr. Smith, if you have any questions you want to ask, CC for five, we'll take that and run with it.
I'd like to ask CC for five, how does he plan to educate the residents in Montgomery, in his district, and being a part of decision making and knowing how things function and how things run? How do you plan to educate people in your district?
Okay, I think one of the opportunities, shows like this, I plan to go on some more shows, talking, you know, with councilmen. A lot of people don't come. I think we make excuses for why we don't come to the city council meeting or our community meeting. You know, I go to the community meeting. So we have to put out newsletters. We got to find other creative ways to educate our people about the process. And I think one of the biggest things when it goes back to people not voting, they don't understand the process. And so we have to do a better job of, you know, through our organization, our Greek organization, you know, our fraternal organization, and do things to try to educate our people, reaching the people, to try to tell them, hey, this is the process. You know, because a lot of things that goes on within the city councils, the state government, or the national government, we look at the national side, but everything happens locally. We got to do a better job. And, you know, through talk radios, or through the blog, through social media, we have to educate our people about the process to get them involved and stop sitting on the sidelines. I always like to use the analogy, you know, I'm an athlete. I play ball. You know, most of the people that are standing on the sideline always feel like they can play better than the person on the field. But you have to prove that in practice.
Yes, sir.
That's how you get on the field. So it's just like you got to get in the game. You got to get involved with what goes on in your local community. And that's practice. You got to let people know. And you know, you have to talk to your elected officials about things that you're concerned. And, you know, all over the United States, we got the same problem when we come to inner city and education. You know, how do we stop crime? But we got to get involved. You know, you got to get in the game in all the places.
Yeah, so, and I find that to be very critical at this point in our history. It's just critical that people become involved, not just a particular group of people, but all people, because the way we see things nationally has greatly impacted our communities.
Right. And so much so. That's just like with the last election. You know, you have to know the people that you vote for. You know, I mean, 4 years ago, I was unseated by a Republican in a Democratic district. But he was just a black Republican. But he played the role with the people, and, you know, they just thought he was one of us. But he don't have your interest or your agenda at heart when it comes to representing and serving a Democratic district.
Awesome. And, and that's what we're all about. We're trying to make sure we get the word out. And this is a way to get Blog Talk Radio. And like I said, we're heard in 15 countries. In that 15 is the United States included. So it's not only been heard here. We want to share it all over the world, because some of the problems we're having here in Montgomery is occurring all over this nation and all over the world. So what we have to do is make sure we get the word. Education is so important. When you're talking about election and what you should do and have a process, we got to understand what the process and the strategy is. A lot of people don't understand that. So what you got to do is educate them, like our candidate is saying, making sure you educate each one of them in the district about the process. That way they will show up to vote. You know, if you don't understand the process, even though you have the right to vote, you may not show up because you're not understanding and believe that your vote is important, and it's not as important. But I don't want to be the one to dominate this. We just got one or two more questions. As we move forward with this election tomorrow, you'll be elected. And the first three steps you want to take once you get into office? What are the first three steps you want to take to make sure we are the city of Montgomery is on firm footing?
Okay, one of the things, first three things, guys, we got to make sure we have a sound budget. The budget will be passed prior to me coming and taking the oath of office, so we'll be dealing with that budget. We got to make sure we have a good tax base here in Montgomery. You know, I think we are in good ground when we look at our funding. And one of the things we're always doing, we've got to find ways to raise our property tax so we can support our education system. And you know, just being honest with you on it, we've got to find a way. You know, I look at the report card when we talk about our failing schools. We've got to continue to support our board. We have a newly elected board here as well as our kids. And like I always say, our kids are our future. So we have to do the things as to fund education. Public safety is crucial, not just in Montgomery, all over the world. People want to feel safe. So we got to get our public safety, our police department up to a number where I can say around about 580. But, you know, we want 580, but one thing we got to know, when we want more, we got to find ways to fund it. So it might be a tax increase or finding ways to try to do those things. You know, my granddad and my dad used to always say, yeah, man, you talk a lot of stuff, man. You want to buy all this stuff, but you can't buy it with the buying of socket money. You know, so we got to find ways. We want more for our community and we want more for our district and the city, but somebody got to pay for it. So, you know, the first thing is education, public safety. And, you know, I'm going to always, you know, try to drive for economic development, trying to find new opportunities for our young people. Because I believe when you find business and people can go to work, you know, and change their quality of life, you know, you want more. You want to do better. You know, it's good to see people growing. So those three things, I think, go hand in hand when you look at economic development, education, and our public safety. We all want a freer state. So those are three things that I will work with the council as the elected body in order to continue to move Montgomery forward. You know, I think
what are you planning on doing? And you know, I heard you say property taxes, but what about the taxes, corporate taxes, and the taxes from your corporations and businesses in the area? Often they get all these tax breaks and some do not pay taxes at all. Have you done a study or a survey to see what could be done in Montgomery to get businesses and corporations and companies to pay more to help fund some of these infrastructure needs, education, things of that nature?
Yes, I think we did that on my last term about 6 years ago. We studied and we did a fee structure study on, like you were saying, like some of the professionals was not paying. A lawyer's barbershop was paying more taxes than some of our legal professionals. So we did a fee because it hadn't changed in Montgomery in over 40 years. So we did a fee structure to try to get them in line to try to pay more taxes in order to support some of these initiatives that we were trying to do in Montgomery. So, you know, we'll continue to look at that. It might be need to be looked at again so we can try to keep that tax base. You know, and I understand we give out a lot of tax incentives for big companies like the Hyundai that came into Montgomery and some of those tier one suppliers. We gave out a lot of money to try to get those jobs, you know, but they employed over 5,000 people. So we have to look at ways, like you say, where everybody is paying their fair share when it comes to taxes. You know, and to give you incentives, if you're coming in and creating 10 or more jobs, then you can get a tax credit from the city standpoint. But, yeah, I agree with you 100%. Everybody needs to be paying a fair share of taxes when it comes to supporting the initiative of within just not the district, just within the city of Montgomery.
Awesome, awesome, man. I tell you, that's what we're talking about. You know, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I'll actually identify you, who you are, where you're calling from. You know, my board, I always look at the board, be filled with individuals, they're listening. We thank you for listening. We look at Facebook, but you have that option to call in and be a part of it. And our candidate here is, like I said, our candidate here, we are promoting because we want him to be elected because he's bringing what we need. And even though I don't, even myself, I don't stay in that district, but we have several candidates running the district I am, but I still want to hear this same discussion from them, how we're going to address the things to make our city sound, they're on sound footing. We have to do that. And it's an effort, and when we have all of our council, which is it seven, if it's not seven, eight or nine, I remember, I know it's 5-4, whatever it is. We have everybody
nine
councilmen, and we have everybody working for a better city in their district. Then we can't do nothing but grow. So it's important. But we're going to kind of get ready to wrap this up, Brother Calhoun. We're going to just kind of look at allowing you to just share what you want to share with our listening audience in the last 5 or 6 minutes, exactly what you think, how you feel, and what needs to happen to make sure Montgomery move forward.
Okay, and thank you for allowing me to do that. It's one of the biggest things, you know, I say at the beginning, I want to ask the people to go out tomorrow, August the 27th, vote for the candidate of your choice. But I encourage you to vote for C.C. Calhoun in District 5 because I've been at the table 12 years experience at this job, and I'm a community activist. I work within the community. And like we talked about earlier, if it's not working in District 6, if District 6 hurts, then District 5 hurts because we all won Montgomery. So we have to work together to move what we call our home. We moved here for a reason, and we're staying here. So we got to make Montgomery the best city in Alabama, not just in Alabama, within the United States. But we take us collectively working together. You know, I bring a vast amount of experience for city government and for service to the people. I serve my country. I serve my community. You know, I work in education. I'm serving the youth of this city in order to try to drive Montgomery forward. So we have to continue to work, go out. I'm a person that you know, I don't hide. You know, I'm out in the community, and, you know, I'm out. You can touch me, you can see me. You know, I'm a guy that, I'm leadership that you can trust. And, you know, I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to shy away from the tough question, the tough vote. You know, I'm going to call it like I see it. And, you know, we have to work together with the city of Montgomery on the brink of having a brand new mayor for the first time ever, and it might be an African-American mayor. We have to come together with experience so we can keep Montgomery on a solid foundation. You know, when we look at what we have an asset here in Montgomery, we have two military bases, Maxwell and Gauntlet. You know, that's a $1 billion impact within the city of Montgomery. We have to protect that interest. Me being a retired soldier, I want to keep a military presence here in Montgomery. You know, I can use my benefits and do those type of things, but we have to continue to drive education. And I promise you, you won't find a person that will work hard to make Montgomery the best that it could be. And I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about the people of Montgomery. I love it here. And, I, you know, I'm going to continue to work. You know, I worked over the last 40 years not being in Lincoln, but continue to work within the community. We have to work together. I have a vision that can move Montgomery forward in this next election, and it's real crucial. We have to get out and vote, and vote for the person that you know. Don't be fooled. I'm not a guy that's going to say, I want to do this. I want to do this. I know what I can do. I've been there at the table. You know, I don't need to try those things. We have to work together, and I know I can do it. And I have a relationship on the council where we need a vote to get things done because it takes 5 votes on the council to get anything done. And I have a relationship with those people that's on the council here in Montgomery.
Awesome. That's awesome right there. That's why I said we are here to be a part of the election of Cornelius C.C. Calhoun for District 5 for Montgomery City Council. And we do appreciate you for joining us, Councilman C.C. You will always be honorable because you put 12 years previously, and you could have put 4 more or 12 more if you want to. We just have that vision.
We're going to try to do it.
There you go. That's what we're all about. That's a great opportunity through this Blog Talk Radio, which is talking real to you. You get a chance to share your political views. But before we get ready to close out, because I always try to recognize those individuals who's joined us, but I want my co-hosts, both of them, if they have anything they want to share before we leave here. But again, we thank you, Cornelius C.C. Calhoun, the not the next, but the returning city councilman for District 5.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
That sounds really good. I appreciate you too, Dr. Smith.
Well,
awesome.
Unfortunately, if I were I could be there, you would have my vote. You're very very credible. You come across that you're very passionate about Montgomery, your district, and just about all the citizens there. And that's important, and that comes through loud and clear.
Uh-huh.
So we certainly wish you well. Politics,
thank you.
All politics are local. It starts right there,
yes,
in those communities, regardless of where you live, whether it's here in South Carolina, Georgia, wherever, Alabama, all across this country. Politics are local, and the same questions and the same things that you projected tonight can be emulated all across this country. because all of us as citizens, regardless, want the best for where we are. We want clean water. We want infrastructure. We want a great educational system. That's universal. We all want that across this country. So all those candidates that are running and that represent the best things that we need as citizens in this country and people at the local level, you know, these you need to educate yourself, make sure, as the councilman has said, that you are getting not being bamboozled, not being fooled, but you have to do your homework, you have to listen, you have to read, you have to know what's happening, because as our we say here on this show, you know, no one's going to come in and save us. We got to get in there and do it for ourselves. We got to, you know, have to reactivate the pride in us and not wait for someone to motivate or whatever. Take it upon the initiative to get out there and learn and grow. So, again, we thank you for being with us tonight. And, again, we're going to claim it. You got this.
Yeah.
And just keep working for your city, your district, and for Alabama.
All right, Dr. Smith.
I wish you well with your campaign and the voting,
the turnout, the results.
I wish you well, and I look forward to seeing the positive changes in Montgomery.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
I'd like to be able to come home and see those changes.
All right.
All right, then. I tell you, now, that's what we're talking about. We're inviting individuals as guests to our blog talk radio, the Smith Way Production. And we do appreciate, again, Cornelius C.C. Calhoun, the city councilman being elected on August 27th, District 5. So all of you that's on here, and I'm going to give a shout-out to these people, and I don't want you to go nowhere, CC, because I got a lot of people on Facebook I want to call their name out. They're looking forward to it. I look forward to doing it. I make sure I do that to give them a shout-out. And they're from all over the world, because there are some people I'm going to shout-out that's from and say all over the United States. They're all from this local area. They're from other places. And I'm going to start with, I guess, I thank my team for joining me tonight. So I want to make sure I give them a shout-out. Dr. Smith and Ms. Black, thank you. Mrs. Black, thank you for joining us with us. We're back again in 2 weeks with our show. But let me give a shout-out to those people on Facebook. This young man is Terrence Gibson out of Miami. Well, I'm sorry. He's out of Miami chapter, Rho Sigma, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, but he's out of Miami Gardens. And this is Terrence Babyhead Gilson. He's checking us out from Miami in that area, South Florida.
Right.
We also have Denise Harris. We have Martha Lynn. Dana Bowser. She's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She checked us out earlier, so she's listened to us in Philadelphia. We have Marcon Hagen. He's here locally in Montgomery. And we appreciate Miles Brown. He's one of my former students down in McKinsey, Alabama. He's checking us out.
Okay.
We have Dion Kane. We have her checking us out. We have Nicole Sharon Brown. She's actually from Louisiana, but she's over in Mississippi now, working over in the school system, and she's checking us out. We have Sharon Sherrod, Danny Davis, Catherine Bibb right here in Montgomery, Alabama. Over there, worked at AUM, retired recently. We have also our co-host, Scarlett Black. She's watching as well as talking, so she's doing it. We have the Archangel. Check the Archangel. I'll have to give him a shout-out. He knows what I'm talking about. You know, the man at 50-50 Club downtown. We're so proud of having him, Roberto. Thank you, Roberto Reed. Thank you so much for joining us. Roberto Reed, Josephine Stuper, Yvette Smith. That's my biological baby sister. She's over there in Atlanta. She's checking us out. Money Love Michelle. We have Royal Duchess. Ooh, Royal Duchess. All right, go ahead on. Iris Jackson, Wanda Edwards, Latte Pickett. And I think you might know Latte Pickett. Thank you. She's up there in Muscle Shoals. And she's a local person that's up in Muscle Shoals working up there with the rehab. Carla Morgan, Keisha Williams. Keisha's out of Lowndes County, and she worked down there, but she moved. Then we have Mary Jane Pauley, works over at Alabama State University. And I give her a shout-out over there and working to help our young people be successful. Mabel Pope-Wright, Brianna Cleveland. Thank you, Brianna Cleveland. Patrice Carr, Faye Treadwell-Smith. You might know her, too, as well, don't you? Faye Treadwell-Smith.
I know her.
All right. Now, this person right here, I know you know her. This is your baby girl right here. Carnesha? Mm-hmm. Cora? Yeah, your baby girl, Cece Calhoun.
Cece Calhoun and Mrs. Granddaddy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your baby girl right there. She said, you got
that's my baby.
Make sure you get a baby. That's your baby. Again, we got Latasha said, awesome job, Cece. We have John Watkins. Mm-hmm. Good job, Cece. Ed Murray, you do know that young man right there. Lisa Jackson.
That's my homie.
Okay, it's Angelica Jones. We also have Wanda Ware Franklin, Kimberly Overtree. We have Lareva A. Calhoun. I might not be saying it right, but she a Calhoun.
Lareva Calhoun, I know her.
Yeah. LaTanya Johnson. Again, Faye Treadwell, vote C.C. Calhoun. Lisa Jackson, he has my vote, D5. All right. Again, LaTanya Johnson, she gets the thumbs up. Adrian Burkett, and we know Adrian Burkett for sure. Senator Burkett, David Burkett, thank you. We also have Keisha Barksdale, Valinda Sampson out of Texas. I know she's out of Texas. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as well as Keisha Barksdale. Jennifer Edwards. Yeah, you know, that's my sister, so I had to give her a shout out for sure. She's on the line and she's also on Facebook. Yeah, Jennifer, thank you so much. Yvette, say hello. Then we have Ralph N. Harris. I had to get a look at H. Then we also have Denise Stephanie out of California. I know she's out of California. You know, one of those Facebook people, Facebook friend, he says she's out of California. Then you have California. Mary J. Pauley said, hey, Doc, Terrence at Miami Garden. That's my neck of the woods. She's Holocaust. She's from Miami. And then we have Denise Stephanie said, good evening from California. So I say you've been heard all over the United States. Kendra Bluefer Bassler. I'm getting it right, Kendra. I just became Jarrell Calhoun. I think you know that guy.
I know that guy.
The son is here, that's what he said. Kenneth Williams from Pensacola, Florida. Derek Lawson is watching. Latoya Calhoun, vote C.C. Calhoun. And we also have Mary saying, God blessing on you, C.C. Always good people. Jennifer Edwards said, vote C.C. Calhoun. Patty Smith is watching. And we got Latay giving some words. We get a lot of people putting some words on here now. Awesome show, Dr. Smith. Keep up the good work. God bless you. Jarrell said, let my daddy know I was the first cow to be on the show. Jarrell, that's your story. Here we have Kenny Williams. And last, we have Lottie Washington Calhoun. Great job, son. Awesome. Yeah, your mama, yeah, I know. Great job. It was an awesome show. Again, we thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to being at them polls in the morning at 7 o'clock and not you there by the closing time. Make sure you vote District 5.
Yes, sir.
I need all my Slater sisters to come out and vote for C.C. Calhoun.
There you go. She's been all over there.
Slater's okay. Slater's on the move.
There you go.
All of
my brothers, Five Beta Sigma. Get out there and vote for CC because the Smith Way Productions supports them 100% plus 10. So make sure you're there. Be a part of tomorrow. We look forward to everybody getting out, electing a mayor, which will be a new mayor, and several council seats are up and running. And but particularly, we're going to talk about District 5. We had a exciting discussion tonight, an interview with Cornelia C.C. Calhoun. But we're at the point of closing the show. And I do appreciate, again, each and every one of you all are joining me. And I gave you a shout-out. And you notice I'm beginning to get a few more people added in here, adding their words. So it is rolling tonight. Jennifer Epworth said, awesome show. So we're moving forward. And we just got Lisa Jackson added to it. Vote Cornelia C.C. Calhoun, District 5. So we're getting them in here. They just come in while I'm trying to clean. It's hard for me to close the show if they keep on putting it on Facebook. Give your foster just join us. They come up. That means they're listening to you. That's us, all the 30 people we know listening on the show right now. 30 people, tell two. Tell two more. Tell three more. And again, we are excited to have this opportunity. It's a vehicle with Smithway Production, talking real to you. But we're at the point we need to close it out now. Again, in the last words, elect, City Council elect C.C. Calhoun. I'm speaking it.
Thank you. Speaking, I'm claiming it. Awesome. Claiming it.
Awesome, awesome. And Scarlett, you got anything else you want to share with it? We're just getting so many people just burning the board up now. And I do appreciate it.
Well, we just always have such a fantastic audience. We got some the best audience in the world. And we certainly appreciate them tuning in each time that we're on and listening and, you know, just getting involved and getting engaged. So we thank you. You all are the best.
Awesome, awesome. It's time to close the show now. Again, thank our guest, and he did an awesome job. Make sure you're there electing Cornelia C.C. Calhoun, District 5. He's our city councilman that will start his job the following day. He's been working for this, and he's going to continue to work. So come out and support him 7 o'clock. We're going to polls open up until they close at night at 7 o'clock. Make sure you vote. All the members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority have been challenged. All the members of Phi Beta Sigma have been challenged in that district to get out and vote. And make sure you be there. It's been an awesome night, and I do appreciate it. Everybody joining us, I'm shouting out a lot of names. I'm still getting people calling C.C. Calhoun, yes, C.C. Calhoun, yes. They're all over Facebook, and we thank you because the word is getting out. I do have over 5,000 friends, so everybody looking at it. So it's awesome, it's awesome. But we're about to close this show out, and we're going to close out with a song that we don't own the rights to, you know, because we know he will do it. God will do it. Won't he do it? And
yes,
as I close out, I said, hashtag keep on grinding. Brother CC, keep on grinding. Don't give up. Just keep grinding.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
And make sure you hashtag communicate for the number 4, understanding. And last but not least, we love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. Check us out tomorrow night on the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock. Won't he do it?
Stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but under days it's on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got multiple to find. But the enemy can't stop me, cause they're the calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Wonder how you sleep at night.